Virgity, 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 Virgos, how you doing? And just as I do that, cards fly out. I live for that. Hiya, it's Cryptic Kirsty Tarot. How are you all? Coming in for some October messages. Hi, if you're new. Hello. Nice to see you. Kind of. Nice to hear me, etc. I have also got a YouTube page. I have also got a Facebook and an Instagram. Instagram is where it's at. You can see what I look like if you've not seen that. But not only that, you can join in all sorts of things. I do live readings over there. I also do live Q&As, etc., etc. Right, I'm getting on with it. We're just going because I'm only just getting over a cold. So I'm trying to keep them... I say short and straight, short and sweet. I'm not even going to stop it and edit it out. I can't be bothered. We're going in. This is real. I shuffle live. Right. Virgs, what have we got here? Okay. The world, I'm using the Santa Muerte deck if anyone wants to look it up so you can see what the cards look like. Sometimes that's helpful, right? Okay, let's go. The rest of October, what's occurring? The world in reverse. Six of Wands in the upright, the Hermit. That's you, Virgs, in reverse. Now, the bottom of the deck, Eight of Wands in reverse. There's some form of action you're reluctant to take. Some action you are extremely reluctant. You wanna. What is it? There's some form of... With the world in reverse, it's like you don't want to turn a new... Is it with a lover, possibly? Two of Pentacles. But if you took this action, I think you'd be standing alone. Now, this could be lover, brother, sister, mother, work. Take what resonates for you. If it doesn't fit, it doesn't fit. Just keep it in the balance. Ah, Two of Pentacles, keep it in the balance, if you don't mind. Look what I did. So, with the world in reverse, it's like you don't want to upset the apple cart. Like the way things are rolling on right now. Yeah, good. But the world in reverse can also speak on karma. So, watch your back. If you put it out there, it's a coming. Karma is only a bitch if you are. Let's just say that. But I don't feel like it's a karma thing. For some of you, it could be. But it just feels like you don't want to upset the apple cart. Even though you know upsetting the apple cart, whether that's with a boss, with a lover, with a friend, whatever it may be, with a family member, with the Six of Wands next to it, will make you feel strong, will make you feel... seen, will make you feel heard, will make you feel victorious. You know it would be the right path for you. You are reluctant to do so, Hermit in reverse. Eight of Wands in reverse. You are reluctant for that change, reluctant for that forward movement. You've gone in, yeah, the Hermit in reverse. You've gone in, you found out who you are, what you want, how you want it, why you want it, etc. And you've come back out, the Hermit in reverse. But yet, you do not want to rock. Because why? Two of Pentacles in reverse. It may even leave you standing alone. Would you be fired? Maybe if you want to give your boss a telling off. You might be fired, but you're weighing up the options. What did I say? Seven of Pentacles. Now, in this deck, he's using an abacus. So, you know, weighing up. Maybe it is to do with money. Maybe you want to change jobs, change partners, whatever it may be. But if you were to do so, would it benefit you financially? Now, Virgos are misers. Oh, come on. Don't hate me for saying it. Don't hate me for saying the truth, but you are probably the miser of the zodiac. Virgos and Capricorns, usually. But Capricorns will give it out, Virgos won't, unless they get a benefit. And that's kind of where we're at. What have we got here in reverse? Death in reverse. Reluctant to do that change. But I feel what the message here is, with the death in reverse as well, as it's some of you in a relationship, because in this Santa Muerte or the death card, there's two, there's a death and there's a Santa Muerte, and the lady in it is pregnant. Now, for some of you, is it that? It could be, have you got the finances to bring a child into the world? For some of you, is it exactly what you want, or is it possibly what your partner wants? That's for some of you, not for all of you. Okay, is it that you're weighing it up like you're using money as an excuse? the Chariot in reverse, not wanting to change, not wanting to change what is right now. You're not happy, but you don't want to upset the apple cart. You're balancing the books. You're trying to make, and you're, is it that some of you want to get out of this job? Some of you want to get out of this situation. And what this message here is this has maybe the feeling that's going to go on around the October time. The rest of October is, are you feeling stuck? Are you feeling trapped? Are you feeling bound to someone or something due to money? Are you using money as an excuse to not have a child because your partner wants one, but you're going, when we've got enough money, but actually really is, you don't want one. I don't know. That's for some, just purely on that card. What you long and crave for, the Fool has fallen out, is to break free, to start anew, to start afresh. Okay, Six of Cups in the reverse next to that. You really want new. You don't want to go back to the old. Six of Cups would mean you maybe, you know, Fool with the Six of Cups in the upright, I would be like, you want to run back to somebody from the past. I don't even feel like it's that. Or you want to run back to a job that you were in before, etc., etc. I don't even feel like it's that. You want something new. You want a new lease of life. You don't want to feel trapped. And this is, I feel like, how you're going to feel. And like, you're not saying anything about it. The Tower. Yeah, knew it was coming. Knew it was coming. That if you truly and utterly, Virgs, feel this way inside, the universe can hear you. Okay? And although you're not making the shift by the looks of things, you're thinking about it, sure. You're putting it out there to the universe, sure. But are you making this change? No. What you're doing is making excuses to not make the change. Because it's scary, man. It's scary, right? So, Virgs, and I know a lot of my Instagram listeners, well, followers that will listen, my Virgo ones, will know we've spoken about this for a while now. I know, yeah. And with the Tower, it's like you are avoiding it beyond avoiding it. But because you want it, the universe is listening and they're going to do it anyway. By hook or by crook, there will be some sort of a change. You've got the Devil, so you could be dealing with, oh my God, we've got so many. In fact, there's near enough every, you know, Scorpio, Capricorn, Sagittarius, another earth sign. We've got, what have we got here? Cancer. We've got Aries. It could be any star sign at this point. But what you're sitting in is toxicity for you. It might not be for everyone around you. It might not be for them, whether it's work, whether it's love, whether it's family. But whatever it is toxicity. Okay. And you're over-entertaining it. You don't want to entertain it anymore. You want to be free of it, but yet you're doing nothing about it. Thought process. So the universe is going to come in and do it for you. End of. All the best. Page of Wands coming up there as well. I think you know that if you will it enough, it will come. You know, like Matilda, that when she wills things to happen, eventually it starts happening because she so badly wants it. It's a bit like that with the Page of Wands. You're willing it to come. Almost like you're willing it to come so much, you know the universe is going to do it for you. So you're just going to sit there and wait and watch. And in this deck, the Page of Wands is sat on a swing, just watching, just waiting to see what's occurring. Okay. King of Wands in reverse. You are not going to take this in your, you are not going to take the bull by the horns and do this yourself. It is going to be a divine intervention. 100% a divine intervention. You then have at the bottom of the deck Four of Pentacles, which is Virgo energy anyway. And in this particular Four of Pentacles, right? So normally the Four of Pentacles, they're clutching all the pentacles, holding them tight. And that's a bit like you clutching all your energy. Just hold it there. We'll stay there. It's all good. This is the world I've created. This is the world I've built. So I'm sticking to it, right? But in this Four of Pentacles, you have people in the street, okay? And she's leaning over and she's being the puppet. And what did I just say? If you sit there, the universe is going to come and do it for you. And it's almost like in this card, for instance, the universe is the woman and you are the puppet. And the universe is just going to come and make that change for you anyway. It's just going to do it because you are willing. I can just, Like, I can literally feel the energy of you willing something to change, but yet physically, on the physical plane, doing nothing about it. Yep, look at that. Six of Swords in reverse, not moving forward, not doing anything about it. Knight of Wands in reverse, not moving forward, not going after things passionately, work, whatever it may be. But the universe is coming in. I'm going to end with this last card, the Ace of Cups. And on the bottom of the deck, the Emperor. Once this change happens, this occurs, once the universe comes in to make this big old shift, you'll be on a new path. You'll be able to restart and regroup. It could, I'm not saying you're going to leave a partner. It could just be that you guys need to have a blooming conversation. You're not having the conversation, so the universe is going to put something in your lap to have that conversation. The same goes with a friend. The same goes with work. But something's got to give, something's got to change, and you are not willing to shift or make that change. You're hoping it's going to happen. Well, guess what, Virgs? It's a coming. The universe is a coming. We had the karma wheel at the start as well. And you'll be able to start anew, start afresh. It'll knock you for a while, the Emperor. But you'll come straight back up there. Ace of Cups. The Ace of Cups in this as well is in the rain, is in the... So it's kind of this kind of season. Could be a rainy day that it all happens. But either way, you're willing it to happen. You're wanting it to happen. You're wanting a big change. So you're going to get it. Virgs, all the best, darling. Take care.